You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. On the line with us is Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated out of Kansas City to take up the agricultural weather forecast. But let's stay a little closer to home first, Drew, because we have some sufferingly cold weather coming our way. When will it start and how cold will it be?
Well, you know, it's going to come in waves. So about every other day, we're going to have a surge of cold coming around. The biggest cool off, though, it looks like it's headed for the region next week. And I would be irresponsible, I suppose, if I didn't focus on that for a minute. That particular cold air mass next week is preceded by a significant amount of snow. So we could have some pretty impressive winter weather across the region. But all this is still several days away and always need a lot of caution when we start talking about a storm system and cold air surge that's a week away, and that's what it is. Before we get to that point, we've got about three small disturbances that will come across the region. Each one will produce a little shot of cold air, nothing that's going to create a damaged environment for our wheat or livestock across the region, but there will be certainly a couple of very nippy days coming up ahead where we'll see low temperatures getting down to the positive single-digit readings and some lower teens in the lower parts of the Midwest, and upper parts of the region will see some negative and positive single-digit readings. The cold air mass we're talking about, though, is a week away. At the moment, the last 24 hours or so, the models have really just been all over this thing and trying to make it very impressive. And if it were to verify, we'd probably see freezes to the Gulf of Mexico coast down into Florida. We'll probably have some pretty cold temperatures. And then right here in the lower parts of the Midwest, with temperatures probably dropping down into negative single-digit readings possibly during the middle part of next week. But I really think this is overdone, and future model runs will probably correct it, so we'll keep a close eye on that.
Okay, and then turn your attention to South America, where they're in the beginnings of a planting season for second season crop, corn, that is, and harvest season for soybeans.
That's right, and the weather pattern in the last week or so has certainly brought a little bit of concern to the marketplace, just simply because it got so wet for a little while in some of these center-south crop areas in Brazil that had been actually drying down significantly during the month of January. Well, all of that dryness is more or less gone now, and we're looking at an environment that will generate periodic rain and thunderstorm activity all the way through the next 2 weeks. There will be some breaks in it. I don't want to make it sound like it rains every day. But the farmers are going to have to work around the precipitation, so field work may not be as aggressive as they'd like it to be, but there shouldn't be any quality concerns for the majority of the crops there.
Hey, thanks, Drew.
All right. Have a good day.
That's Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Thanks for being with us on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. Don't forget to buy your tickets for All Day Ag Outlook, the 10th day of March, 217-333-7300, just $25, or visit our website at willag.org, where in the calendar section you'll find tonight's event at the Knox Agri Center in Galesburg. Starts at 6:30 p.m. Bill Mayer, Chip Nellinger, and Kurt Kimmel, along with myself, will be there at the Knox Agri Center. We hope to see you tonight in Galesburg.